At the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with Scott Cole. And Scott, I know you're with ICM. Tell me what you do for the company.
I work in the research department and the product development department. So we look at new technologies that either we are working on developing or that are out in the industry that we think can be useful for the ethanol plants.
Well, let's start with one of the two presentations that you are doing here. You start out with some new processing technology for the ethanol industry, and we're speaking to Generation 1.5, I guess you call it, corn-fibered ethanol. Tell us a bit about what you had to say to the folks here.
So the Generation 1.5 idea is that Generation 1 is starched ethanol, and Generation 2, people talk about is like corn stover and grasses ethanol. And there is cellulose in the corn kernel. And that's when we're saying that that's the Generation 1.5, where the fiber in the corn kernel, the hull that you get stuck in your teeth when you're eating corn on the cob, that's the material we're processing and to make it into ethanol. So we're developing processes. We have one working that takes that fiber and separates it from the rest of the corn kernel, and then goes through a chemical and a biological process to make it into more ethanol, so that the ethanol yield on a bushel of grain is now going to be higher when we ferment that ethanol.
So kind of where are you at from a standpoint of commercializing that and having it in production? How significant would that be if it could be adopted throughout the industry?
Sure. We've run nearly 2,000 hours of pilot runs on that system. So there's a fair amount of data there. And we've also run at commercial scale on a number of individual fermenters at a full-size facility. And we are now in the process of getting the financing and other business things arranged to have the first plant running probably middle of 2015. So that's kind of where we are in the process. And what it means to the industry is that to kind of be broad brushstroke about it, the process raises the ethanol yield on corn by about 10%. So an ethanol plant now, let's say, gets 2.7, 2.8 gallons a bushel. Now they're going to get 3.1 ballpark number. And so they get a lot more ethanol. And the other thing that happens is the distiller's protein concentration is going to rise a lot because you're removing that fiber that used to dilute it. And now that protein can have better markets into poultry and swine, but it is still excellent for cattle. And the neat thing about that is cattle can do well on grasses and corn stalks that they can get locally, and we don't need to have the corn fiber in there. They can find that elsewhere. But with the fiber in there, the distillers' grains are hard to market to chickens and swine. So once you pull it out, the market opportunities get a lot better for the plants, and that means that they should have better draw for corn at the end of the day.
So this, in a way, can kind of contribute to allaying the concern some have for, I would call it the footprint or whatever you want to call it, of producing ethanol from corn. In other words, it's a way to be more efficient. Is that right?
Yeah, that's definitely what's going to happen. So the plants get 10% more ethanol out of the bushel, but the way the process has been set up, there really is very little more energy we add. So we add some more energy, but not much. So they may actually decrease the carbon footprint by maybe 8% or more on the ethanol they're making while they make more.
Fantastic. So you also have a presentation here on the integrated biorefinery session talking about new products from dry grind mills. Let's focus on that for a minute.
Sure. That process is really the precursor to the Gen 1.5 process we've just been discussing, in that in order to get the fiber ready for the Gen 1.5 process, we have to separate it and purify it. And this new markets talk we're giving, or new products, really is the actual process that separates the fiber from the protein from the oil. So when we talk about new products, we're really saying that the corn plant today, this processing the corn to ethanol, today makes basically ethanol and distillers grains and a little bit of oil. With the new process, they're going to make ethanol, high protein, high fiber, and a lot more oil because of the way the process works. So that's what we're talking about here, is basically cutting the distiller's bushel into cleaner fractions that have uses in chickens and swine diets.
So just a curiosity here, to get to this point with the work you're doing here and describing, like how long is it, have you been in working on this in development?
So the process of the fiber separation or the new products, we have had, commercially we've had a system running for a little over a year, but the development cycle for that process is probably near 4 years. So we had about 3 years in front of the actual system being built of development. The Gen 1.5 process, we actually have more time on because that was a much more challenging event. We've been working on that fairly diligently since about 2008, so we got about 6 years on that one.
Yeah, I asked that just because hopefully for some listeners that don't understand, this kind of technology just doesn't happen overnight. You know, we hear a lot of, almost seems like impatience in the news media and public about why don't we have this already? Well, it's not like we're not working on it. And frankly, just a few years to do it seems to me to be really a relatively short time for this to get this technology developed so quickly.
Yeah, and it's even more than the technology. We're really changing an industry. So even if when we do develop the technology, it takes a long time, years, for the whole industry to change and adopt that new technology. And an example of that was oil recovery came into the idea early 2000s, but it's really widely adopted now, but it took about 8 years to get into, let's say, the bulk of the industry. And these systems take time to change the way the whole industry works. So that's that. There's that factor, too.
Yeah, plus not counting how you develop the markets for that, for some of these types of things, too. But as we see, that's really not been a whole lot of problem for the corn industry, and I'm sure that will continue. Thank you very much, Scott, for visiting with me here. We are at the Corn Utilization Technology Conference in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Chuck.